A reading from the Passion History, drawn from the Four Gospels, Part 2. Jesus said, "My children, I shall not be with you very much longer. You will look for me, but I tell you now what I told the Jews. You cannot go where I am going. A new commandment I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. If you have love for one another, then all will know that you are my disciples." "Where are you going, Lord?" Simon Peter asked him. "You cannot follow me now where I am going," answered Jesus, "but later you will follow me." "Lord, why can't I follow you now?" asked Peter. "I am ready to die for you." Jesus answered, "Are you really ready to die for me? Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has received permission to test all of you, as a farmer separates the wheat from the chaff. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will not fail, and when you turn back to me, you must strengthen your brothers." Peter answered, "Lord, I am ready to go to prison with you, and even to die with you." "Peter," Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will say three times that you do not know me." Then Jesus said to them, "When I sent you out that time without purse, bag, or shoes, did you lack anything?" "Not a thing," they answered. "But now," Jesus said, "whoever has a purse or a bag must take it, and whoever does not have a sword must sell his coat and buy one. For I tell you this, the scripture that says, 'He was included with the criminals,' must come true about me. For that which was written about me is coming true." The disciples said, "Here are two swords, Lord." "That is enough," he answered. Jesus left and went, as he usually did, to the Mount of Olives across the brook Kidron, and the disciples went with him. Jesus said to them, "All of you will run away and leave me, for the scripture says, 'God will kill the shepherd, and the sheep will all be scattered.' But after I am raised to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you." Peter answered, "I will never leave you, even though the rest do." "Remember this," Jesus said to Peter, "before the rooster crows two times tonight, you will say three times that you do not know me." Peter answered even more strongly, "I will never say that I do not know you, even if I have to die with you." And all the disciples said the same thing. They came to a place called Gethsemane, and there was a garden in that place, and Jesus and his disciples went in. Judas, the traitor, knew where it was, because many times Jesus had met there with his disciples. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation. Sit here while I pray." Then he took Peter, James, and John with him. Distress and anguish came over him, and he said to them, "The sorrow in my heart is so great that it almost crushes me. Stay here and watch." Then he went off from them, about a distance of a stone's throw, threw himself on the ground, and prayed that, if possible, he might not have to go through the hour of suffering. "Father," he prayed, "my Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me, but not as I want, but what you want." Then he returned and found the three disciples asleep, and said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Were you not able to stay awake for 1 hour?" And he said to them, "Keep watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, Jesus went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done." He returned once more and found the disciples asleep. They could not keep their eyes open. Again, Jesus left them, went away, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. In great anguish, he prayed even more fervently. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he came back a third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is now handed over to the power of sinful men. Rise, let us go. Look, here is the man who is betraying me." He was still talking when Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived. A crowd carrying swords and clubs, lanterns and torches was with him, sent by the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. So he stepped forward and said to them, "Who is it you are looking for?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. "I am he," he said. Judas, the traitor, was standing there with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they moved back and fell to the ground. Jesus asked them again, "Who is it that you're looking for?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. "I have already told you that I am he," Jesus said. "If then you are looking for me, let these others go." He said this so that what had been said might come true. "Not a single one was lost, Father, of all those you gave me." The traitor had given the crowd a signal. "The man I kiss is the one you want. Arrest him." When Judas arrived, he went straight to Jesus and said, "Peace be with you, teacher," and kissed him. Jesus answered, "Is it with a kiss, Judas, that you betray the Son of Man?" So they arrested Jesus and held him tight. Here ends this portion of the reading from the Passion History. Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, because you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent, create in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily repenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.